So whether you're out there grilling burgers or portobello mushrooms, we want to remind you about our Takeaway Book Club series on this Memorial Day. It's going to kick off next month. We're going to be showcasing the conversations of book clubs all around the country. And we want you to take part, of course. Nominate your book club. That's right, your book club at thetakeaway.org/book club. And if you don't have a book club, just you can take part, form one, and nominate it. Anyway, text book club to 69866 and you can join the discussion. The first book on our list is To Rise Again at a Decent Hour by Joshua Ferris. He's the author of two previous novels, Then We Came to the End and The Unnamed. Mythili Rao, Takeaway producer and book critic, joins me now. You're the curator of this whole project. Yes.
I am.
Have you created a monster or an absolute joy?
We're about to find out. I think the consensus in the office is half the folks who've read it love the book, and Rupert, our boss, hates it.
He hates it.
Yeah, so I think that bodes well for book club discussion.
Why did you pick this Joshua Ferris as a book club selection, you think?
I really loved his previous book. He has a mordant wit, a really hilarious way of writing and diving inside characters. And this one picks up some themes that I felt like everyone can relate to. The protagonist is a dentist.
Yeah, it's a little terrifying because, I mean, really, he speaks in this voice of dentistry is destiny. I don't know if I want my dentist to be looking in my mouth and concluding quite so much about me.
I got to say, I finished reading this book and I immediately flossed, and I have flossed every day since. I was not a regular flosser before that, but he does. He has dentistry as this worldview, and so he takes it really personally when his patients don't floss and don't brush. It's almost a moral failing, but he can't just blame it on them, so he ends up blaming the universe.
You know, maybe that's why our British executive producer doesn't like this book. You know, that whole business with dentistry.
I'm not going to insult my boss's teeth on air.
Yeah, well, his teeth are fine, but I think culturally speaking, it might be a stretch for Brits.
The other thing that might be a stretch for Brits is how much baseball factors into this novel. When Paul C. O'Rourke, who's the protagonist and the dentist in this book, isn't fixing people's teeth and prodding around their mouths with tiny metal utensils, he is a devoted Red Sox fan. He doesn't miss a game. He has all these superstitions about how he watches. He never watches the sixth inning. And this is another ritual. He's really into ritual. He's really into order. But none of these things give him any kind of spiritual solace or connection, which is what he goes searching for in all the most awkward places.
Well, you know, people fill their empty lives with all kinds of things, you know, retail therapy or sports fandom. I mean, in some ways, he's trying a lot of things out. These are his sort of religious explorations on some level.
And when he finally does start to have more of a deeper religious exploration, one thing I loved is that it's not that he goes on a journey or he starts, you know, researching religion. It's foisted on him in the most annoying way possible, which is on social media. Someone starts impersonating him on a Twitter account and on a Facebook page and even creates a website for his dental practice. And he's just so annoyed by being trolled that he can't stop looking away. And this leads him on this meandering path of sort of realizing that he actually is looking for some spiritual meaning.
And why this book?
It's kind of a dark book, but that said, it is a real page-turner. You spend a lot of time with this character who just can't stop sounding off about all the things that irk him about the world.
He's funny. I mean, he's a hysterically funny, acerbic dentist guy who you kind of like. And whether you like him or not, it'll actually be great discussion. So pick up this book, take a look at this story, and you're definitely going to want to talk about it.
Yes, for sure.
Now, would you say that this project has turned our offices into a kind of book club with the various positions and opinions about this book, Rupert being the most negative? Are you the most positive here?
I'm not. I'm somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. Two of my coworkers, Irva and Allie, love the book a lot more than I did. I enjoyed how neurotic and how provocative it is. And again, I don't want to give away too much, but Joshua Ferris does also invent an entire religion with its own quirks and backstory, which I really enjoyed too.
The Church of the Holy Flossers.
Something like that.
All right. Well, it's all at thetakeaway.org. You can find out everything that's going on. You can find out all the books that we're going to be choosing for this summer. It gets started next month. And the first book on our list, To Rise Again at a Decent Hour by Joshua Ferris. Curating all of this is Mythili Rao, Takeaway producer and book critic. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
And happy Memorial Day.
Same to you.